Chapter 51. Intermission. A grand day out. The Crystal Express. Saronas pulled Palula over and lifted her up so she could see out of the window. But, despite some original expectations, it wasn't the window to a jail cell. When she had been running for her life, and when she had been captured, Saronas had feared the worst. Imprisonment and death by starvation. What they had received was almost the complete opposite. Not only had the princess been kind to them, she had allowed them both to fill up with love straight from the heart. Saronas had never felt so full, and little Palula was almost in a food coma. It didn't help that the room they were in kept swaying from side to side, and the rhythmic clack-clack only made it harder to stay awake. Neither of them had ever been on a train before, but it hadn't taken them long to get over the slight motion sickness. As Palula stared wide-eyed out of the window, front hooves on the glass, Saronas looked around the carriage they were in. To say the interior was opulent would be like saying the ocean was big, and apparently Cadence had three of these cars. As her eyes wandered towards the rear of the carriage, the intercar doors opened, revealing Princess Cadence and her husband, Prince Shining Armor. Saronas pulled her sister back, and they sat waiting for the princess to say something. Even after everything they had been given so far, Saronas was still slightly skeptical, having never seen kindness on this scale before.
"How are you two doing?"
Cadence inquired.
"Your moving house is pretty."
Cadence couldn't help but giggle.
"Thank you, little one. I'm glad to see you no longer need that,"
Cadence said as she pointed towards a bucket in the corner, and Saronas' face somehow flushed red despite the chitin. Diverting the conversation, Sorona spoke up.
How much longer are we going to be on this train, Your Highness?"
Cadence frowned.
"I told you, please, call me Cadence. And I'm afraid this is an overnight train. I suggest you make use of the beds towards the front of this car. I intend to make use of mine soon."
Before she could stop her, Palula jumped up, hugged the princess on her legs, and bolted towards the sleeping section. Saronas was still unsure. This car felt nothing like more than a gilded cage. As the two were dragged off to face judgment before the Royal Pony Sisters. Sensing her inner conflict, Cadence approached her and quickly brought her into a wing hug. Saronas was stunned. Never before had she felt love given so freely. Even the Crystal Heart had taken some effort to draw from. Alongside the love, she could feel genuine concern. Looking into Cadence's eyes, she could see the true care. And that was the last thing she remembered before falling to sleep. Saronas awoke slightly to feel a warm body pressed up against hers. It was smaller, and after taking a few moments to think about it, she could feel it was more chitin against her own. Palula. As she grew accustomed to the light, she could also feel that they were still on the train. Shuffling to the side of the cabin, she drew back the curtains, only to have her breath taken away. She shook her sister awake.
"Saronas, what is it?"
Palula asked as she rubbed the sleep from her eyes. Saronas just pointed out the window. Palula followed her sister's hoof, looking out, only to have her breath stolen as well. They had both heard the stories, but nothing could compare to actually seeing it. The city of Canterlot rose above everything else in view. It was beyond beautiful. There was a light tapping on the cabin door, and a crystal guard stuck his head in. The girls turned around to stare at him, their faces still in shock. Confused at first, the guard noted the view from the window. "Ah, got me the first time too. Trust me, it's better up close. That said, we'll be arriving in just over an hour, and the princess wishes you to join her for a light breakfast." The guard nodded his head and withdrew. After arriving and about an hour later, The two changelings were taken to the castle through back streets and tunnels, their arrival suppressed. Under orders from Cadence, not even her Aunt Celestia knew any pony was coming, but she sent a runner to find her Aunt Luna. The sisters soon found themselves in an antechamber in the castle, though it looked more like a family lounge. They shared a large sofa, while Shining and Vlad sat opposite. Broadsword and Scarlet sat in their own little love seat off to the side. The four ponies talked amongst themselves. They seemed happy, almost content. But Saronis felt anything but. Right now, Princess Cadence and Princess Luna would be conversing with Princess Celestia about them. And if they were as smart as she thought they were, if they knew the truth, they would also likely divulge their connection to Serpens to the Princess Celestia. When he had done what he did, Queen Vesbula had kept her deal with Crudelis quiet. After his death, the only ones to know in the Hive, aside from Vesbula, was Serpens' family. The exception there being Qualula, who was far too young to understand. Saronis had lied to Princess Cadence before, saying she didn't know what happened to her brother out of fear. And now, Saronis and her sister were awaiting whatever judgment the Solar Princess decided on, Qualula happily oblivious to the potential danger they were in. She wasn't sure how long she sat there, hugging her sister, but Qualula had picked up on her mood and started hugging back. Then, all of a sudden, the door to the room opened, and in strode all three of Equestria's princesses. Saronis almost passed out from fear, until a pink wing settled over her back. Over the course of the next hour, after a quick relocation to the dining room where some snacks and drinks were served, the princesses were filled in on everything the pair could remember. Throughout the entire exchange, Serpens was only briefly brought up. Saronis could tell they knew, but they had yet to act against them in any way for it. Saronis was relieved, of course, but she still couldn't shake the feeling that she was going to get punished. She knew it was stupid, but something told her things would soon go wrong.
"For everything you have been through," Celestia spoke to the two changelings, "you have my condolences." "That is greatly appreciated, Princess," Saronis said, "but unnecessary." "On the contrary," Celestia said, "but to allay your fears, I have the utmost confidence that Princess Twilight will be more than happy to take you in." "Thank you for everything, all of you."
"Think nothing of it, young one," Luna said. "It is the least we can do given the recent misunderstanding."
Things progressed smoothly from there. Among other things, Broadsword and Scarlet Snow's baby was discussed, and the atmosphere was generally light and calm. That all changed when the letter arrived. The paper burst into flames, immediately immolated in the sun's fury. Saronis could spy terrifying wisps of fire flickering at the edges of Celestia's mane and tail.
"Ah! Sister?" Luna asked in alarm. "Organize the army, now! Send a detachment of the UB to the Badlands Hive at once! Twilight is in danger!"
Celestia ordered. The next few minutes was a flurry of activity. An urgent exchange went between the royals as Celestia gave out commands. All of this was a blur to the two changelings as they tried to process what was happening. Moments later, they were alone in the room with Scarlet Snow. Confused, Saronis sat up in her chair and looked around, looking towards Scarlet for an explanation.
"What's going on?"
Scarlet grimaced.
"The Badlands Hive is under attack. Queen Crudelis has managed to find them."
"What?"
Saronis whimpered as she began to shed a few fresh tears. She soon found herself wrapped in both her sister's forelegs and Scarlet's.
"Hey, don't worry. You're safe here. The princesses are getting ready to help. I'm sure the Crudelis will never get the chance to hurt any pony. Ever again."
Thank you. Thank you for tuning in for this chapter of Change by Tom117Z. If you enjoyed any of what you heard, please consider leaving a like. If you're not already, consider subscribing. And if you're really feeling incredibly generous and really want to support me in what I do, then there's a link to my Patreon down in the description below. Thank you very much for any and all support, be it like, sub, favorite, whatever. It's all helpful. I appreciate it all. Thank you for tuning in. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.